Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
And I could tell it wouldn't be long. It was with me, yeah, me singing.
Good Tuesday morning to you. It is 8:09 here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, sports, and fun. It's 78 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in those who are listening to us on the radio, on the app, and online.
And welcome in if you are watching us. That's on CN2 or on any of the major social media platforms. Good morning.
An event that took place for the first time last year. It's called Flag for Heroes, Flags for Heroes. It is back once again after the success of last year. This is put on by Scouting America, and this is part of the Palmetto Council for Scouting America. We're excited to welcome in Maggie McMahon. She's Director of Operations for Scouting America, the Palmetto Council Division. And good morning to you, Maggie.
Good morning, Lucas. How are you?
Great. We're calling it Scouting America. It's formerly known as the Boy Scouts of America. Just want to make sure that folks know there has been a name change over the last year or two. But Scouting America is all about making sure that our young people are prepared for their next chapter in life. You do everything from skills, your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health. You really are just trying to create an all-encompassing young person to be able to take care of themselves should they need to.
Absolutely. And, you know, our scouts are, you know, we teach them the scout law and the scout oath and to be trustworthy and loyal and kind and clean and brave. And yeah, Lucas just did the scout sign over there. And so we're teaching them all those things. And Flags for Heroes is a great way for them to come out and learn about the importance of the American flag. And our scouts know that anyway. We teach them to fold the flags and how to properly retire American flags. But it's just a great way for them to see it in action and see that the community is also supporting them.
This was a program that has been very successful in the Spartanburg area. And you all saw that and said, hey, we can duplicate that. We should do it here in our community. And take us from that point.
Yeah. So in 2023, the summer of 2023, we brought Flags to Heroes to Spartanburg. We cover 6 counties. So we're not a tall, deep council, but we're a very wide council. And so for our Spartanburg, Cherokee, and Union counties, we did Flags for Heroes for the first time in June of 2023. We had 200 flags, and it was very well received by the local community, by the media over there. And so all of our scouts in Rock Hill were like, why can't you bring that over here? And we were like, yeah, let's do it. So last year was our first year doing it, and we are very thankful to Winthrop, the grounds crew there, the maintenance crew, and also to the event and marketing team there, and to let us host it at the Winthrop Coliseum right in front of the tennis courts. And so we brought it here. We had 200 flags. And then we did it again in Spartanburg, and we had 400 flags. And so, you know, we're growing every year, and I think it's just special for the community. I don't think they realize it's a 3x5 American flag. It's not just a little stick flag that, you know, you can buy at the Dollar Tree or Dollar General. It's an actual 3x5 foot American flag on an actual flagpole in the ground for a whole week. And now they're actually building at Miracle Park. It's like you can even see that land even more clear now just driving down Cherry Road even. So.
And we were talking with Maggie before we came back on the air about, even though it was just 200, it was so prominent. I remember going by and taking some video, and that whole week it was just like the weather was on your side. It was breezy. They were blowing in the wind. You could hear them. It was just beautiful. It really was just beautiful to see. And what I love about it too is that it's for heroes, and it's not just in memory of people, but it's to honor people. Mm-hmm. And so who are those heroes, Maggie? Who are you looking to help honor?
Yeah, so we asked those in the community to sponsor a flag, and it's to honor or to memorize a hero. A hero can be anyone to you. You know, I've done one for my stepdad who is an Air Force veteran, but I've also done one for my grandma because I consider her a hero. We have a lot of people that will do them for their child's teacher. And so, you know, a teacher is a great hero. They're in the classroom every day. And then also, you know, a nurse, a doctor, your best friend, whoever. I think we even had one out there last year in honor of Manning. you know, there's a lot of different things that you can honor and people you can honor. And that's what's so special about it. Every flag is adorned with a metal medallion. So on one side it says Flags for Heroes, and on the other side it has in honor of or in memory of your hero. And that medallion is your keepsake that you get to take with you. And, you know, we ask people to come to the ceremony, and I know we'll talk about that in just a minute, but they'll come to the ceremony and take that with them, or we'll mail it to them if they can't. So that's just a really special way to remember somebody.
We're speaking with Maggie McMahon. She's the Director of Operations for Scouting America, particularly the Palmetto Council District. We're talking about Flags for Heroes. It will take place September the 6th through the 13th at Winthrop Coliseum. The flags will go into the ground on that Saturday, September the 6th, all that week. So from Saturday, September the 6th through Saturday, September the 13th, they'll be on display right there in front of the tennis courts right there at Winthrop Coliseum. You can see them when you're on Eden Terrace. Please stop by and check them out. And you've got that ceremony, as you mentioned, that will take place on Thursday, September the 11th at 6 p.m.
Yes, we will do a proper flag retirement ceremony. So last year we retired a flag, an American flag that had flown on the flagpole at Winthrop and needed to be retired. And so our scouts come out and, you know, we do that. A lot of people have never seen a proper flag retirement ceremony. And so it's something really special. We actually had, I think, more people at the Rock Hill one last year than we did in Spartanburg the year before. So, you know, it's just a really special thing to see if you've never seen it and have the community be involved.
So, Maggie, how does someone reserve a flag? What's the cost and what do they get with that?
Yeah, so you can go to our website, palmettocouncil.org. You'll see a picture that scrolls across the screen. You can also click on Ways to Give and click on Flags for Heroes Rock Hill. You can go to our social media. It's just Palmetto Council on Facebook or Palmetto Council on Instagram. And, you know, you'll see it. It's right at the top. And, you know, click on that, and it takes you to a website where you can give. And we also have company or corporate sponsorships for companies who want more prominent visibility. And, you know, we put a big banner, if you do that, out on Eden Terrace for everyone to see. And so it's just a really special opportunity. And I don't think people realize, we were talking about it a while ago, you can go out there if the wind's even just blowing a little bit and hear those medallions clanking against the metal poles. And it's just something really, really, it will tear you up.
It's special.
Because it's it's patriotic and it's rememberable.
Yeah.
It just cause you to pause for remembrance and whatever that means, especially it's happening on or around September the 11th, which is a time where a lot of folks show their patriotism and they never want to forget the day and they want to honor a hero. And again, it can be someone from law enforcement. It can be someone from the military. Those are certainly heroes. But as Maggie just said, you can do it for anyone that maybe has been a moving force in your life. And Maggie, last year, if I'm not mistaken, you could purchase the flag and the medallion, and it's boxed in and everything for you. Is that still the option this year?
Yeah. So if you want to, you can purchase your flag, and we will frame it for you in a flag box that has a nice little plaque on it, you know, that'll say in memory or honor of your hero. And then also we kind of fix the medallion within that to kind of dangle. It's really pretty. And so that's just another special way. You know, a lot of people, like, we do it in Spartanburg in June, so they'll give it as a gift to the end of the year for their teachers or, you know, for people like that. So, but really, again, anyone can be a hero. Just someone that you think has made an impact in your life. And our scouts certainly have those, right? And all the money we're raising here supports our scouts across York County. So York, Rock Hill, Fort Mill, and Chester and Lancaster. And so it's, you know, it's a way to remember people in the community while also supporting our scouts.
And the scouts are so heavily involved in the process of putting these flags in the ground. So it's not like they're asking for help and then just standing there, which scouts do not just stand around.
Right.
They jump in and get involved. So that's perfect. But it's exciting for them to also have to see that portion of this fundraising effort. Not only, you know, get out there and advertise and market the event, but also have to be there on the day of installation and during the ceremony.
I think it's a, you know, we're a part of a world that's always so hustle bustle too. Mm-hmm. And it's a time where you can just go out there and really stop and think for a moment and just really appreciate, you know, those who serve and, you know, those who truly are heroes. So thank you for organizing it and even doing it. It's great.
It is called Flags for Heroes. It will take place in Rock Hill the week of September the 6th through the 13th, right out there at Winthrop Coliseum. A flag ceremony will take place on Thursday, September the 11th at 6 p.m. Go ahead and reserve your flag today in honor of that hero. Maggie, great catching up with you, friend.
Yeah.
So glad last year was such a success and glad it's back even bigger and better this year.
Thank y'all.
It's 8:19.